Chasing Greatness family, and family is the key word. We talked about family all last week, and I'm glad you're here with us for a new week of the podcast. We're trying to help you win at work, win at home, as we did last week, and then win in life. And one of the things we don't talk about enough here, maybe anywhere, I don't hear many people talking about this at all, is this idea of how do we grow spiritually? We've talked vocationally the last few weeks. We've been talking about our discipline. We talked about our family. We talk about all this stuff, and yet there's this other piece of life that we don't maybe pay enough attention to, and it's the spiritual side of our lives, our connection to God. Now, you know, if you listen, I always give you a Bible verse on Sundays, but as I talked about discipline the last couple of weeks ago, we spent a whole week on that. I realize there's this other side of discipline, what we call spiritual disciplines, or I've heard them called spiritual disciplines. It's basically when we discipline ourselves, and I heard somebody say it this way one time. It's a intentionally directed action that we do on our part in order to receive from God the ability or power to do what we can't do on our own. So we do what we can to position ourselves or to help us be connected to God so He can do what He wants to in our lives, what we can't do by direct effort. I think that's a really great way to say it. I'm not sure who said that, but I love that statement. I wrote it down years ago, and I don't even remember who said it, but I think that's so good that this idea that we would intentionally spend some time working on our own hearts and doing the things that we can do. And I'm going to give you some things this week you can do. I want to challenge you this week, whether you're a God follower or not, I think there's some things that well, if you're not, I would encourage you to consider the one who created you and gave you life. But I think there's some things we can do to position ourselves to ultimately live a life of love. And we'll talk about that toward the end of the week. But I'm going to give you a couple of things each day that we can do. These are what I would call spiritual disciplines. This is not an exhaustive list. There's all kinds of things that we can do to help us be connected to God, but there are some things that we can put on our schedule, we can focus on, and if you're not careful, you can neglect some of these things. One of them won't surprise you that I say this, but I think we need to read, and I would call reading it can be a spiritual discipline. Now you can read. You know, you can read romance novels, or not knocking romance novels, but that, I wouldn't call that probably a spiritual read for most of us. And I don't know that I've ever read a romance novel, so maybe I shouldn't be talking about what I don't know. But when we talk about reading here, I want us to think about, you know, spiritual reading, and it would probably be, you know, obvious here that we would maybe start with the Bible. I think that would be a good discipline for us to read the Bible, but there's all kinds of devotion books, and there's theology books. There's books on lots of ways that we can improve ourselves spiritually. But I think reading is huge. And there was a guy named Thomas A. Kempis. He was a saint, several hundred years ago. He said, "Never be entirely idle. Either be reading or writing or praying or meditating or endeavoring something for the public good." And I just, as I read that quote again, how amazing would it be if we spent our time reading, writing, praying, meditating, or trying to make things better for the public? It's, you know, we talk about it all the time. Chasing greatness is about trying to reach our potential. Maybe the reading and writing or maybe the reading and praying would help us do that, meditating. But the writing could be helpful for the public good, but just focusing on how can I add value to others, some of the things that we read ought to be positioning us to add value to others. And so what are you reading? How much reading is on your schedule? I talk about this all the time, but I'm not going to let this go. I do think we need to be, we need to have a growth mindset. And reading is one of the ways that we can be learners. We say all the time that leaders are learners, and reading is a big part of that. And so when you think about your reading, do you have any spiritual reading that's going on? Anything that's helping your heart, or let's just even take it a layer deeper to what we would call the soul. You know, when you think about your soul, is your soul healthy? And if not, you know, if you've got emotional side of going on, and you know, you've got stress going on, all these things. You know, I think there's some things you could do, some things you could actually read that would help you think differently. That's the thing. When I read, it helps me think differently. And so I want to challenge you today to identify a book. I'll call it a spiritual book. You choose the book. Again, you might even choose the Bible. I was just reading the Bible this morning. I ran across Ephesians chapter 5. It starts out, it says, be an imitator of God and live a life of love. And just one verse. I mean, it's all I needed to read. And it just reminded me today, if I will just do what God did, you know, treat, let's say you're a parent. We talked about this last week in the family context. If you treat your kids the way God treated his kids, there's a good chance it would turn out better for us than if we just, you know, we have too high of expectations. Remember those episodes last week? And sometimes we're suffocating our family because we don't have the proper perspective, you know. And I think when we look at the way God treated his kids with grace and love and belief and he's just so giving and generous. I think that would be a really great way for us to approach our families. Now, there's no guarantees. You know, I would argue that God was a perfect father and every one of his kids have rebelled, right? We're all just a mess. And yet, I think that's the right thing to do, to be an imitator of God. I think that's why the Bible tells us to do that and to live a life of love. How amazing would that be? So this idea of reading, we're gonna make this our first spiritual discipline. And I want to challenge you to identify a book. Again, the Bible might be your book. That's great. Or you might find a book that you've been wanting to read, a devotion book, just something that would maybe give you a verse or two to help you think about. And then it would be a little bit of an explanation. There's some really great devotion books that have been written over the last several hundred years, morning by morning, evening by evening. These are a couple of books that were written and that I read way back when I was in college. I'd just read a little section every day. My Utmost for His Highest is a book that Oswald Chambers wrote. It's a classic. You can get that anywhere. Read just one devotion a day. It'll take you about 2 minutes. But I just think it sets our mind on the right thing when we do some spiritual reading. So I want us to go in this week. I want us to work on our souls. I want us to do what we can to make sure that our souls are healthy, they're prospering, they're ready to add value to the people around us. And if we don't give some thought to that, it's going to be hard for us to stay focused. Remember last week, the critical culture that's going on. We need to set our minds on things above, and one of the ways we can do that is our reading. All right, I got another one for you tomorrow. I'm going to give you several of these over the next few days. I hope you'll keep joining us. If this is not your thing, come on back. Lean in. Have the courage to work on your heart. It really will benefit not just you, but the people around you. And I hope you'll share with somebody and encourage them. Maybe you'll read something together as you continue to chase greatness with the people that you care about. All right, love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.